Who Am I? By Ramon Ibarro Rubio. Copyright Burlington Books 2001. What is personality? What is personality? Think about it. Try to define it. Ask your friends or your family to define personality. Try looking in the dictionary. You probably have many different descriptions and definitions. Now you understand that personality is a very difficult thing to define. Are all humans the same? Of course not. We know that every person has similar characteristics, but we also know that every person is different and individual. There are millions of people in the world today, and no one is exactly the same. There are physical differences and differences in personality. Everyone is unique. Scientists today understand why people are different physically. However, it is much more complicated to understand why people are different in other ways. Even people in the same family have different personalities. This makes humans very interesting, but also very complicated. There are many theories and many studies about personalities. Today we understand more, but psychologists continue trying to discover the reasons for our behavior. One of the methods we can use to define different personalities is to see how people behave differently in a variety of situations. Read the following example. Imagine that there are many people in a supermarket. They are all doing their shopping in the normal way. Everybody is behaving more or less the same. Of course, some people are in a hurry and they are doing their shopping quickly. Other people are not in a hurry and they are doing their shopping slowly and carefully. Some people take time to study the prices, and some people have more food in their trolleys than other people. At the end, they pay and go home. But on this particular day, the lights suddenly go out. There are no windows, and there is only a small yellow emergency light. It is very dark and very difficult to see. Now the people in the supermarket start to do very different things. An old lady tries to continue her shopping in the normal way, but she can't see. One person starts to shout hysterically. Two boys start a conversation. Two teenagers take the opportunity to eat a free bar of chocolate. One man takes a big leg of Serrano ham and runs quickly out of the shop. A very angry woman insists on seeing the manager. What happened? Why do all these people behave so differently in the same situation? People have many characteristics in common, but they also have different ways of behaving because of personality differences. Think about your family or your group of friends. Are they different? Do they behave differently in similar situations? For example, how do different people in your class react if they don't pass an exam or do badly? How do you react? How do your parents react? Most people's personalities are usually consistent. They usually behave in similar ways. For example, someone who is shy at parties is usually shy everywhere. Think about the different teachers at your school. If the science teacher has a good sense of humor, you expect him to have a good sense of humor every day. We use many adjectives to describe personalities. Happy, enthusiastic, nervous, calm, timid, patient, etc. you can probably think of many more words to describe the people in your life. This book contains tests from different aspects of psychology. You can do them alone or compare your answers with your friends and classmates. This is a good opportunity to practice your English, to learn some new vocabulary about people, and to have fun. For the tests in this book to work, do not decide what your answer is. Choose the answer based on your first impulse. Be spontaneous.